Ready for listening. CAE Part 2. Sentence completion.
Well, hello everyone. My name's Amanda Tyler and I've come to tell you something about my work as a waxwork sculptor. I spend nearly all of my time hidden away with my colleagues in the studio of the Wax Museum. It's a rather sad room with no windows down in the basement, so it makes a really nice change to be here with so many people and so much natural light. I suppose I became interested in sculpting at school, where I was doing an A-level in art and design. My teacher was very encouraging, and she advised me to go on and specialise at Loughborough University on their impressively titled Fine Arts Sculpture course. I have to say, I never imagined that once I'd graduated, I'd be working in a museum with the likes of Eminem, Bill Clinton and Ronaldo. Well, firstly, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the process that goes into making a waxwork figure. The first and perhaps most enjoyable stage is when we take measurements of our subject. That's the person we want to make a model of. This is a real highlight of the job, as you get to travel and meet celebrities. It's not easy, though, getting them to sit still for 2 hours or more while you struggle to get the information you need. Now, as you can't have failed to notice, I have on the table the head of the well-known TV newsreader, David Wainwright. He's not looking too good, is he? But that's because we're still in the early stages. At the moment, he's made of clay, which I've moulded onto an armature. That's this thing here, which is basically a frame built out of wire netting. Back in the studio, I have an armature for his whole body. That's got metal rods as well, which I've cut to size for his arms and legs. It's important to show each individual in a pose which is normally associated with that person. So, a politician, for example, might be in a standing position, giving a speech. When I've finished him, dear old David here will be seen sitting behind a huge desk. And in the museum, we've got the athlete Carl Lewis running across the finishing line. The whole thing is a very slow process. It can take me about 3 or 4 weeks just to get the clay model stage we have here. And I may need as much as 5 months to make one figure, from the time I start to the time it's ready to go on display. So what's next? Well, from this clay model, I'll make a plaster mould and fill that with hot liquid wax. And when it's cooled, hey presto, we have our wax head. Then it's time for the eyes. What we do is select 2 acrylic eyeballs that are roughly the same as the subject's. Then we touch them up by hand with watercolours to get a more exact copy. That's usually my job. Then I hand it over to our makeup artist, who uses oil paint together with more conventional cosmetics for the rest of the head. The hair is probably the most laborious part and can take weeks. This is the tool we use. Unfortunately, it can only insert 2 hairs at a time, so you can imagine how...